Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for once again joining us here at Connecting the Dots at Republic Broadcasting, your host, Frosty Wooldridge, on a snowy Colorado day, and boy, oh boy, is it cold outside. And I think each and every one of you has been listening to the news tonight. I want to share my deep sympathies for John McQuethie and his family out of Boulder, Colorado. John McQuethie, as you all know, was a 40 years journalist. He was my age, 61 years old, who brought news from around the world. And John McQuethie moved after he retired from ABC News. And if you were watching Charlie Gibson tonight, he showed a picture of him and Tom Hartman and John McQuethie all standing there skiing in Colorado some years ago. And it was very heartfelt. And because I'm a skier myself, and I know the danger of it. I was a ski bum for 2 years up in Winter Park, and every year there's always 7 to 10 people get killed on the slopes. But John McQuethie was a really good newsman. He was a good, kind man, and he was a man who really went out there into the world, and he brought the Desert Storm, and he went to Somalia, and he stood with the troops. And unfortunately, a day ago, he was skiing with his wife, and he got out of control, which can happen very quickly here in the mountains when you're at 12,000 feet, and he skied into a tree. So to his family and to his children and to his wife and to his loved ones, I wish and I hope for as much comfort and as much love and as much joy to his life, joy to his being a good man. I'm very touched by, and I listened to him over the years. And so here in Colorado today, we're quite sad about the loss of John McQuethie, and may the family adjust to this terrible accident and the loss of this very good human being, and that they take solace that he lived his life the way he chose, and he put himself out there, and that he was an all-American, and no one really knows when we're going to check out of this extraordinary living experience that we're all enjoying right now, each and every one of you listening across the country, and you have your own lives, and you have your own things that you enjoy, whether you wrestle bulls, or whether you ski down a mountain, or whether you play sports, or you playing hockey, or whatever, or you just walk across the street, and just never know when you're going to be checking out of this great, great, amazing experience that each of us has a chance to really live a life somewhere between 70 and 80 years. And so, anyway, I just wish that McQuethie family well, and everyone in Boulder, Colorado, is mourning the death of this man tonight, and all of us in Colorado. And so if you can, say some prayers for John McQuethie and his family, and wish him well, and wish his family well, and thank him for being a decent human being here on the planet, and here in the state of Colorado, and certainly here in the United States of America. So that's just my feelings tonight for that man and his family, and I was deeply touched by Charles Gibson tonight bringing the news of that happening. And so, and beyond that, be thankful for every day that you have. I wake up at my age, and I still think I'm 21. I'm just thankful to still be around. And so we're going to cover some things tonight and have a little bit of a sobering discussion, because as you all know, some things have happened politically, and we'll go over them. Thanks for joining us here at Connecting the Dots. I'm your host, Frosty Wooldridge, on this cold Colorado night. Right back after these commercial comments. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, everybody. This is James Martinez from The Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt? Tired of credit cards controlling your life? Behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that? Worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you once again for joining us here at Connecting the Dots, your host, Frosty Wooldridge. And I have to say this, and I want to connect with each and every one of you out there tonight because I am just a little bit more sobered than I was yesterday because I was hopeful. I'm a very positive man. I have lived a very positive life. I look for the good and the good in everyone. I look for the good and the best in outcomes. And if you'll go to newswithviews.com today, or yesterday, Monday, or excuse me, Thursday, today, you will see a piece I wrote, Senator John McCain and the Brain Dead Voters of America. And I do not understand how John McCain, a man who's 72 years old, who's sickly with melanoma cancer, who is... He's so busted up, and I mean, he served during the Vietnam War. He was in a prison. He got his shoulders busted. He can't even comb his hair. I don't understand why anybody at 72 and in the kind of physical condition he's in wants to be president of the United States when it is clearly a job for a younger man. But more so, even beyond that, John McCain is left in the 20th century. He's left in the past. He's a man who doesn't understand what we face in this country with immigration. He is pro-open borders. He is pro-illegal alien amnesty. He's pro... he voted to double the legal immigration into this country from 1 million to 2 million a year. He doesn't understand carrying capacity. He does not understand fracturing this country, much like it's happening in France. He doesn't understand what's happening in England. If you saw the news tonight on NPR, they're now pushing Sharia law against parliamentary law in the United Kingdom, because that's what Muslims do once they get into a majority situation. And I'll guarantee you this, they're starting to use our own constitution against us in places like Detroit, which is now Little Baghdad. And so what we're seeing is a displacement of ourselves out of our own country and out of our own laws and against the U.S. Constitution. It happened in 1986 when Teddy Kennedy got together with John McCain and they passed the Immigration Act back then that allowed 4.3 million illegal aliens to have an automatic citizenship, all their kids automatically citizenshiped. And then they just went on about doing nothing about the borders. And now we've got 20 million people here and they're not supposed to be here, who have no right to be here, have no credence whatsoever. And John McCain is now going to be the Republican presidential candidate because Mitt Romney quit. And then you've got Barack Obama and you've got Hillary Clinton, who are also open borders. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to have a deluge of 20 and as high as 30 million people that are going to get instant citizenship, instant voting rights, and they are going to take major steps to displace Americans, certainly in the four border states, right out of their own states. Tonight, to speak about that, and if you think I'm a little bit upset, I'm more than a little bit upset. I just am beside myself. So go read that column that I wrote, and you'll see why. But tonight we have Jason Rocek, United States Army, West Point graduate, a fellow officer in the United States Army, a man who served this country, a man who is, of course, you know, and I put in all my taglines, and I say to you each week, go to firecoalition.com and become a part of the solution. Go to wehirealiens.com, and he's going to also give you several other websites. But Jason is up on top of this thing, and I just want to welcome you to the show tonight, Jason, and thanks for joining us, sir.
Oh, it's always a pleasure, Frosty. Thanks.
Do I sound a little bit upset?
Well, just like the rest of us, I think, it's extremely frustrating to be in the position that we're at and feel such little control over what's happening to our country. It's absolutely frustrating.
Why and how did we get here so fast?
Well,
that we've given up control of our own country.
Yeah, you know, I would argue that it wasn't so fast. You know, I always use the analogy of boiling a lobster. When the lobster gets boiled, it doesn't even know it's dying because a degree at a time, the temperature is raised until before it knows it, it's dead. And I would argue that that's been happening to us for over 40 years now, and that, you know, the little changes that happen kind of go under the radar and people think, oh, well, it's not affecting me today, so, you know, it's not a big deal. And then pretty soon, you know, one thing leads to another. And no one realizes the way it used to be way back when, and they think, oh, well, this is just the way it's supposed to be, and then the next thing comes, and we are where we are today. So, number one, we did it to ourselves by being so complacent as, a culture. You know, I think since the Greatest Generation, we've lost a lot of what made this nation great, and we can certainly get it back, but it's going to take an all-out effort by just about every American out there who, thinks that the next guy next door or the person down the street or our politicians are going to take care of it. I have to tell them that that's not the case. It's going to be you.
It's going to be you. I have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, my grandfather served in the United States Army and was shot Purple Heart in World War I. My father served as United States Marine Corps, Master Sergeant Howard Wooldridge, World War II, South Pacific, Korea. I served 68 through 71, Second Lieutenant, MSC. I took care of a lot of kids that got a lot of their bodies blown away. And my brother John served the United States Air Force, Desert Storm, 16 years, United States Air Force. And I don't quite understand what has happened to the patriotism, to the sense of personal responsibility and the sense of critical thinking in this country that brought this country the greatness that it saw and then has been degrading since essentially 1970. I don't know how to get my arms around this thing, Jason. You're a little bit younger than I am. Is there some way that you can talk to the public out there and that they can talk to their friends of some of the things that we have as individuals and as families and as communities and as representatives to the states of this country? Is there some way we can understand our predicament, or is it something that, I don't know if you've ever heard of it's called the old Uvae theory. The old Uvae theory, it's when something gets to be so great, so terrible, so bad, in conjunction with the energy prices that we're facing, that people just want to ignore it and just hope it goes away on its own. But, Jason, you and I know this thing ain't going away.
Yeah, it really does. It starts with each of us individually, and I'm with you. I don't have a grasp on where personal responsibility goes. But I'll tell you this, a lot of it is leadership by example. It's going to start with people like you and me and the next veteran down the street. You know, every one of us that took an oath of office to support and defend the United States Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, it wasn't just a one-time deal. It wasn't for a limited time. It was, you know, from now until the end of the earth, you know, until the end of our life. So for each of us who is a veteran, we need to start showing leadership by example. And, you know, our service is still needed, and it may not be in uniform, nor do you have to wear a uniform to serve your country. So, and that's where that leadership needs to come in. And we need to take a personal responsibility for how our country is going to go and realize that we have an uphill battle, that we are going to be facing people who are getting their information from the mainstream media, who are getting fed exactly the lies and the half-truths and the political mumbo-jumbo that the controlling elite want us to hear, because it makes that boiling of a lobster that much easier for us, because it's a little bit at a time until pretty soon there's not much we can do about it. You know, I love the phrase that our friend D.A. King uses is, you know, how much is enough and how will we know when enough is too much? You know, what will we do about it then? And I pretty much butchered his phrase, but the idea is, when is enough enough? And what are we going to do about it when that happens? And we don't know when that is, but, you know, it could be any time now, and we have to start turning this around right now.
Well, we really do. And many of you, ladies and gentlemen, I hope that you go to AmericanChronicle.com or Rinse.com or, of course, NewsWithViews.com, which I've been writing for now for 4 or 5 years. And my publisher and editor there, Paul Walter, is just outstanding, because he really lets me go into, and I write some real edgy stuff. I don't mess around, and I appreciate when I get feedback, is that I'm writing for you. I'm writing your frustrations. I'm telling it just like it is, because it's happening to me right here in Denver, Colorado. Our schools are going down the toilet. Our prisons are bursting with illegals. But today, the Rocky Mountain News came out, Jason, and it said, well, we got 16,000 African immigrants in Denver alone. And guess what they're doing? They're living off welfare. At the most, they're doing is living off welfare with housing that we provide for them. They have no education. They have no English skills. They have no skills whatsoever. And the cabbie jobs are all taken over by Somalians already. Or Ethiopians, or Somalians, of course. It's like our own American people here, citizens, can't even get to drive cabs anymore, because these guys will do it for less, or they just simply they play soccer, and we're paying for them.
Yeah.
And what kills me is that we're taking in 2 million immigrants a year. And so somebody told me, and I get some very sharp people writing me, and they said, guess what's happening? What's really happening is, and we're going to go to a break right now, but I'm going to share with you what's happening, because this thing is going to get ugly and then uglier. Jason, thanks for joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back after these commercial comments. We're talking to Jason Rocek of FireCoalition.com. Be right back.
The
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com.
The good, the bad, and the ugly, ladies and gentlemen. Clint Eastwood's theme song, always apropos for this program, because there is good, and I've shared that good with you, and there is some really bad, and I mean it's really going to get ugly in so many different ways. And one of the things that I was talking to Jason about was the fact that we are being swamped by immigration, both legal and illegal, so much so that we're flooding the country with poverty. We're flooding it with dependents. We're flooding it. Here in Denver, they touted 16,000 African immigrants. Why did we bring them here? Why are we foisting them on ourselves? Why don't those immigrants solve their own problems in their own countries? Why do we allow them to come here with no skills, with no enculturation, with no nothing other than they just get to, they get to jump on the train? And the train was built by you. It's the coal has been paid for by you and me, and the tracks and taking care of it. And yet they get to come in. Well, ladies and gentlemen, 2 million of them are jumping the American train right now. And all we're going to have in 30 years from now is 70 million immigrants riding the American train, which you and I built and our forefathers put together. We're the ones that got the U.S. Constitution moving. We're the ones that brought this government into fruition. And so this economist that wrote me said, you don't understand. The elites, those are the globalists, the one world order people, the North American Union people, they want to see this thing collapse so that they're going to have the American middle class is going to be begging for the Amero dollar, begging for the dissolution of our borders with Canada and Mexico so that we can somehow come back from this burden of a financial $9 trillion debt load and grow ourselves out of it. And ladies and gentlemen, the fact is, if we get the North American Union, Mexico and South America and Central America, they're going to flood into this country, and we will no longer have the United States of America. It's going to be a nightmare. Jason, give me some thoughts on that.
You know, I love the name of your show, that, you know, connecting the dots, and I think that's exactly what we're going to have to do to the average American, is to show them, you know, pick a problem that you've got in your life, name your chief three complaints, and I'll bet dollars to donuts that you can tie those problems to the immigration problem, both legal and illegal immigration problems. And we're really just going to have to show them, hold their hands and say, look, you know, you don't like the fact that you're paying, you know, $16,000 a year in property taxes to a school that you can't even send your kids to because they won't learn in their own language. That problem is because we are housing so many illegal aliens that get a free ride education. You don't like the fact that you have to wait. I think the average wait time in California emergency room now is 11 hours. You don't like that? It's because the illegal aliens know they can use it for their primary care physician. So all these problems we have to start tying and connecting the dots, to use your words, to the American people, so that they know exactly what is at stake here, and that it's not a, well, we'll deal with it someday, or wow, I sure wish I could go see a doctor in the emergency room without having to wait. No, you can't unless we start dealing with these problems. And you know, to your point of the North American Union on the fast track, the economist you're talking about, he's dead on. That is the plan for where we're going. And if we don't start making some common sense and realistic choices for who we're putting in office, who are going to vote these things up or down, or at least try to fight against them, we're asking for it. So it's gonna take. I've already, you know, I'm like you. I'm a very positive person. So I've as much as written off the national election and looking towards solutions on what we're going to do about it now. And one of those things is to start finding politicians that are not career politicians. So I should restate that. Start finding Americans who may not have any political experience but have a brain on their head and have lived the middle class, working class, whatever happens to be life without having the benefit of an ivory tower, and send those people to be our representatives to start making some normal common sense choices. And that's at the federal level, it's at the state level, and it's at the local level.
Well, it certainly is, and not only is it's that educating yourself to this thing, but you also have to, if you don't see somebody else that's running, you have to jump in and run, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to share with you some Spanish-Mexican guy just wrote this to me, and he says, Mr. Wooldridge, the nonsense you wrote about America's new immigrants and soon citizens to be is the world's greatest proof of reincarnation. No one could get that dumb in just one lifetime. Your ineffective imitation of good writing, what a nice backhanded compliment, only serves to illuminate your lack of substance, good taste, and decency. Just keep typing. Maybe someday you'll randomly type something semi-intelligent. If you're going to say something that ignorant, you could at least fake a stroke. A long period of non-writing would be most welcome on your part. Amnesty is coming, and if you don't like it, get the hell out of this country.
Notice he didn't use any semblance of logic or address the issues on why amnesty is the right thing.
Of course not.
No.
There's no way anybody can bring a logical, rational argument against me because I slice them up and strip them down. I mean, but that's the kind of letters I get from those who are just... They are where they are. Kills me. Anyway, Jason, we're going to be right back with you. Ladies and gentlemen, again, you're listening to Connecting the Dots. Thanks for joining us. And after these commercial comments, we're going to get into the meat of the matter. And if you want to ask some questions, please, 1-800-313-9443. Always a joy. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hey, everybody. This is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking to Jason Rochek. And again, Jason, would you please, and we've got a caller on the line from Toronto, but we'll right get to her in just a second, Lisa. Just hold on for a second. Could you give those websites out? Ladies and gentlemen, the websites that we give out each week are the empowering ability. They empower you to make change, to make a difference. They educate you. And Jason Rochek is the director of Fire Coalition and several other websites. If you can get those websites out, ladies and gentlemen, get those pencils and papers out because we're going to go over those again a couple times. Go ahead and give those websites out, Jason.
If there's one web address that everyone remembers, it's www.firecoalition.com. www.firecoalition.com. And you can get to all of our other projects, like WeHireAliens.com or SendTheTaxMan.com or OperationBodyCount.com. We've got several projects all revolving around solutions to the problems and putting people to work in making these solutions happen. So that's, you know, before we get off the phone tonight, I definitely am going to make a pitch about how people can get involved on a personal level. So FireCoalition.com is the best one to go to.
Okay, good. That'll get you hooked up with everything else. I've got Don Nikoloff from Ohio. Don, you have a question or a comment for Jason. Thanks for joining us on the show tonight.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call, Frosty.
Pleasure,
great,
sir.
Great show. I have been reading and your work and listening to your broadcast for quite some time.
Thank you.
First time calling in. I myself am a journalist, and you are hitting the target dead on. I might add that the reason we're experiencing this is directly related to who these people are and their own personal backgrounds having infiltrated our country over the past at least 107 years. And I have written several articles which have been published in the Idaho Observer.
Oh, yes.
Talking about the true identities of the Bush family, the infusion of the CIA into our culture, the Jesuit orders, participation and control of all of these programs, the relationships to the Vatican. This is all leading to a one-world government, as we all agree. But we need to get to the heart of the problem and expose these people for who they are. I've devoted my research for the past couple of years just to that task. And I want to alert you to the fact that I've got more information coming out, more research coming out about all of the players. Currently, the presidential candidates, for example, McCain and Clinton both, fit into the same category. These people are not from our country. Or they have betrayed our country long before they have risen to the level of prominence that they now enjoy. Any comments?
Well, yes, and you know, I'll tell you what, Don, I'd like to have you on the show here. So email me and let's get a whole hour with you on the show, because the American people out there do not realize the seriousness of the North American Union and one world order, because what they don't understand is that these people are the elites, and no matter how massive the population load gets, they will be in the gated communities. Their kids go to the personal schools and the private schools, and they are the ones that are insulated, isolated, and away from all this. And you and I are going to be the ones down here in the middle of this mega mess of human squalor that's already taking over so much of California right now, and Texas, and of course, Miami. So let's have a show together. So email me, please, frostywooldridge.com, and let's spend an hour with you.
Well, I'll invite you to my show as well, and Jason, too.
Oh, good.
I've got a radio show on bbsradio.com 5 days a week called Evident Footprints. And if I can give my web address out, directlightproductions.com. You can read my research there, and I'm reporting and following parallel stories to those that Christopher Story is writing about the embezzlement of trillions of dollars, the money laundering that's going on. All these people are involved.
Well, that's excellent. Well, then, good. And I thank you for calling tonight, and we will be in touch. And, Jason, I'll make sure I've got this written down. Directlightproductions.com. And, yeah, Jason, you can go on his show. Let's go back and forth, because the biggest thing is we want to connect the dots. We want to link hands and shoulder to shoulder, get this information out to the American public.
Absolutely. And your show's named after the method that I use in my research, and that's connecting the dots. So.
All right. Thank you, Don. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for having me on.
It was a pleasure, sir. Jason, you have any comment?
No. I was just keyed in on one part of what Don was saying, is that when you look at the candidates running, or anybody who you're looking to in a leadership level, don't look at what issues they're fighting for after they decide to run for office. Look for what they and their cohorts have been fighting for decades, years, decades, things of that nature. You know, it's so important to find out not just what the wind is telling them to do today, but what they've been fighting for a long time.
Exactly. We've got Richard from Alabama. Richard, thanks for calling in from Alabama. Of course, I've been across Alabama many times and even bicycled across it twice, so I'm very intimate with all of Alabama. Thanks for joining the show, sir, and you have a question or comment of Jason.
Yeah, the United Nations is in charge of making all the rules about international travel, international naturalization, and international marriage. They're making all the rules, and the rules are that the white countries have to accept anything and everything. We have to tolerate intermarriage. We have to tolerate immigration. We have to tolerate everything, but the countries that are not white, the countries that are already dark, are allowed to keep themselves dark and of their same race and their same language, and they have a right under the UN rules to kick anybody out who is not of their race and their language, who tries to move into their country and marry one of their women and claim citizenship. Now, this is not a mistake. This is deliberate international policy to exterminate the white race through selective rules, racially selective rules on naturalization and immigration and cross international marriages.
Okay, well let me bring a thought into that. I mean I don't know how far that goes, but the UN doesn't have control over the U.S. public in voting in whom we voted in over these years. So Jason, could you answer that?
No,
I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah, no, you're right on, Frosty, and nor do they have any right to say who any of us marries or has children with. So I guess I would challenge that assumption. Certainly the United Nations did not have
true.
Our best interest in mind, but,
yeah, but
I can't say that they'd go so far as tell us who we can intermarry and have children with.
Right. The United States has the right it has to do with people electing those into office, but the UN can't tell us anything, Richard, like that.
You are not paying any attention.
Well, I mean,
me that, you know, I'm not allowed to marry my wife because she's of the same skin color as I am. So, again, we come down to personal choice.
If you try to get citizenship in Kenya by marrying a Kenyan woman, they will kick you and her both out.
Okay, well, now that's way over my head, so I don't know what the rules
are. Yeah, I don't know about Kenyan law, but here, certainly, we still have the personal choice of who we marry. And
right,
I agree with you to the point that the UN does not have our best interest in mind, but I can't go any farther than that.
Yeah, I can't either, so. Well, Richard, thank you very much for calling in, and I appreciate those comments. That's a little bit of a horse of a different color. Ladies and gentlemen, 1-800-313-9443. If you have a question or comment of Jason Rochek, make sure you go to firecoalition.com and all of the other websites that are there that he's working on along with Jeff Lewis. And, of course, you've heard Jeff Lewis on the show also. Jason, what are the prospects?
Real quick,
what
I just want to jump in there if I can just take a second. You know, anybody out there who's of the mind, I'd ask for you to pray for Jeff Lewis. He's actually very sick right now in the hospital with pneumonia and also embolisms in his lung and leg. So if you would, he's our national director, and he could use all the prayers that you guys can give him.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I will definitely be praying for him tonight.
Yeah, thank you. Anyway, sorry to interrupt, but
okay.
I wanted to make sure that we get
God
that going.
Jeff Lewis. I mean, what a tremendous man. Okay, and then, so what are you going to be doing that you'd like to see more Americans doing in the coming months as this facade of pretending to represent the American citizens on the part of John McCain, and then when you get what's going on with Barack Obama, who's already said he's going to open those borders up, he's going to give amnesty, and so is Hillary Clinton. What can we do as American citizens? What are you going to do? What is the modus? What is our plan here?
There's a couple things. There's long-term and short-term, and there's national and state and local. So number one thing, you know, in case we run out of time or, you know, we don't get a chance to do everything, is go to our website, firecoalition.com, click on the very top, there's a Join Now button. Click on the Join Now button. Get involved with us. We've got teams standing up all over the country. We're in over 30 different states with leadership teams who will put you to work and put you in touch with people who are like-minded and want to do something about it. So that's number one. As far as what we plan on doing about it, you know, on the national strategy, you know, in the short term, we're going to have to play some more defense, unfortunately, because there's not any good prospect for good legislation, good enforcement policies from the federal level. Long term, this gets back to what I was saying. We have got to start picking and choosing the people who will replace the incumbents right now at the federal level, because except for maybe a half a dozen of them, they're not worth any of our time or attention. So you need to start finding people who you think can represent you at a federal level, who maybe is not a career politician, and tell them, look, we need you. We need you to serve your country. It's not necessarily in uniform, but it's going to be well worth it for the country for you to step up. On a local level, that goes for the same, long-term and short-term, is find people who are going to represent your line of thinking, and not yours, but the Constitution, and that's what it all should fall back on. If it isn't in line with the Constitution, we should not be supporting those candidates. I don't care where they fall and what they're for. The Constitution is still the law of the land. Now, because we're going to have to start playing defense on a federal level, what the Fire Coalition has begun to do is put together a roadmap for how we're going to go on the offense on a state and local level. And we've been very fortunate that three key states have been leading the way. That would be Arizona, Oklahoma, and Georgia have had some great legislation that has really put a stop to a lot of the benefits that are going out to illegal aliens. And what we've done is we have started to take that legislation and we're going to start promoting it on a local and on a state level all across the country and with our different fire teams. We've got a conference coming up here in a couple weeks in North Carolina where we're bringing together state and local and federal legislators in one room and say, hey, look, the answer is somewhere in here. Now let's figure this out. And we're going to have, you know, some focus groups, et cetera. So we're facilitating that, but we're going to roll that same concept out, that pilot, out to different states. And we want you to be involved in getting the right people in the rooms to talk about the solutions that are going to work for us. Sitting in Southern California, I don't know the best thing that we need to do in Alabaster, Alabama, or in, you know, White Plains, New York. The people there know better than anyone else what needs to happen there to fix the problems that are more important to them. And that's why we stand up teams in the different localities, because we want to depend on their leadership. We want to depend on their ideas and their initiatives to make it happen. And we'll provide the support that a national organization can do, whether it's media, whether it's putting them in touch with people who are facing the same problems and have had very successful solutions. So it comes down to getting involved. Go to firecoalition.com, click on Join Now, and we'll put you to work and we'll put you in touch with the leaders in your area who can benefit from your expertise.
Well, not only that, Jason, tell your friends who
yes.
then tell their friends.
Yes.
I know each and every one of you that's written me over the years, you notice I send you the 26-point action plan, and right at the top of my action plan, join Fire Coalition, join Numbers USA, join all of these other powerful websites that are literally backed up by men and women who care about the country, care about the future of our nation and our children. And for those of you out there that don't appreciate or understand the concept or the consequence of adding another 100 million people, I speak around the country. I'll be speaking up in Wyoming. The Mensa conference for 2008 just booked me to speak at the Mensa. I spoke last summer at the International Rotary, and when my program, when people see my program, their jaws drop, because I not only show them what we're doing methodically to destroy our carrying capacity and our and the environmental impact, but also I show them pictures, and I show them the pictures of what I've seen in the world where it's already manifested. And so if you want me to come to your state, then gosh darn it, get a hold of me and let's get a booking date and get me to 1,000 people. The key here is, in what Jason's doing, is called critical mass. You have to have more and more millions of Americans that are the same, like-minded, who then create tipping point. And tipping point then creates change in the social situation. It happened during Susan B. Anthony's time. It happened during Eleanor Roosevelt's time. It happened during Dr. Martin Luther King's time. It doesn't make any difference who your hero is. The way you change history is by getting involved and creating critical mass. Wouldn't you say so, Jason?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, right now we are the silent majority, because the silent, only the people who care about it are speaking out, and it's not the numbers that we've got on our side. And so the key to that is, If all you can do is send out an email and you can only do things from your home or on the sly, then send out our website. Send out the websites Frosty gives you to everybody on your list, to everyone who cares about it and everyone who doesn't, so they can get educated. But more than that, we're going to need people to start stepping out and voicing their opinion with their local legislators, with their city councils, with their federal legislators. They're going to need to start talking to their friends and family and saying, hey, look, let's meet every second Tuesday and talk about what we need to do in this town to fix the problem and how we can leverage our neighbors in other states and the solutions they're coming up with. It's going to take somebody to say, I'm first. I'll do it. I'll lead us, you know, for the next, you know, 6 months to a year, but I need your support, and that's where we can help you to get organized.
Well, exactly, and grumbling, folks, won't do it. Grumbling gets you nowhere. You can grumble in your beer, you can grumble in your scrambled eggs in the morning, and you can grumble on a Saturday morning with all your buddies. It takes personal action to make a difference, and this is what you're getting right here from Jason, because action speaks louder than words, and certainly action speaks louder than grumbling. And there are many, many more out there. I mean, one of the reasons that the Immigration Reform Act that was given tremendous amnesty plus double the legal immigration into this country last June of 2007, it was stopped by FireCoalition.com. It was stopped by NumbersUSA.com. It was stopped by all the other folks out there across this country who were making huge impact. So we're going to be right back with Jason, and I hope you're as inspired as I am, because this is the kind of man that I'm going to follow into battle, because this is our country. We'll be right back after these commercial comments.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We've got five more minutes here, and thanks for those who called in. And this thing seems, or I hope you appreciate, that this country is in deep, deep, very deep trouble. But again, if we look back through the history, John Paul Jones, they crossed the bow there, and they were firing on him, and he was going to get his butt kicked out there, and one of the opposing guy said, "Well, sir, will you surrender?" And John Paul Jones said, in typical Yankee style, "Sir, I have not yet begun to fight." And so that's what I expect. Men like Jason Rochick and certainly Roy Beck and Bob Schultz and all these other characters that I've met in the last 5 years. You've got Rusty Childress down there in Arizona. You've got Kathy McKee. You've got Wanda Paidi. You've got Linda Perdue. You've got folks, Joyce Tarnow in Florida. I know folks across this country, men and women, that are standing up and speaking up and taking action at the personal and the community level. And that's the key, isn't it, Jason?
It is. Speaking of Florida, here's one thing that people can do. If you know anybody in Florida, if you're in Florida, if you know anybody who knows somebody in Florida, there's a lady there, Brenda, and her 4-year-old grandson was killed by an illegal alien in a car accident. And the guy pled guilty, but the court date is tomorrow at 9 a.m. at the Tampa Bay Courthouse. She's asking for everybody and anybody who is outraged that, you know, this preventable death will get on, if they can get to the Tampa Bay Courthouse to show up and show support for a maximum 33 years sentence for that guy. So this is one of the people, if we can't come to our citizens' aid in a time like this, then we might as well just turn in our citizenship, because this is what it's all about. Every one of those 25 American deaths a day in this country due to illegal aliens is preventable, and we need to show our outrage, to show our politicians and everyone else that it's just unacceptable.
And I agree with that totally. In the Tampa Bay Courthouse, if anybody has any questions, go to Jason there at thefirecoalition.com and make sure you find out exactly what's going on there. And Jason, even with the sobering realities of a John McCain running on the Republican side, my vote, of course, was going to be for Ron Paul, whom I think was the best constitutionalist and the man who would have really used a lot of common sense instead of just political, horse feathers, to put it nicely. But, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be represented by a 72-year-old man who is out of touch with the 21st century, who wants to have more war in Iraq and carry on war when the borders are still open. And I guarantee you this, he didn't stop those borders and secure them in 1986 when he signed that amnesty, and he certainly isn't going to do it again when he tries to get it passed if he's president. And you can be sure that Barack Obama and Hillary will open the borders and give amnesty all the way down the line. So we as a nation, we as a culture, we as a language, we are in trouble. And we're being displaced out of our own country. This immigration, both legal and illegal, has to stop. These immigrants have to solve their own problems in their own country. Jason, thanks for joining us.
It's always a pleasure, Frosty, anytime.
Okay, we'll do that. And again, ladies and gentlemen, firecoalition.com. And as Captain McDonald once said, no man in the wrong can stand up against a man in the right that keeps on a-coming. So get on your horse, get on your computer, tell your friends, get this thing spread out. Critical action, critical mass, and let's save our country. Thanks for joining us. I've been talking to Jason Rochick of FireCoalition.com. This is Frosty Wooldridge, connecting the dots. Thanks for joining in tonight. Good night. God bless. And Godspeed, and let's transform our country into the new United States of America.
Gold has